The army had to have some method of enforcing rules and regulations. Threatening members of a rifle company that had just come off the line and was about to go back in with a visit to the stockade was less a threat than a promise. Taking hard cash out of the hands of men who were anticipating a pass to Paris, however, caught their attention. A private in the 101st received $50 per month base pay, a $50 bonus for hazardous duty, and an additional $10 for being in the combat zone. General Taylor set up a summary court in Mourmelon, and it began imposing heavy fines for violations. A man found in improper uniform was fined $5. Carrying a Luger in one's pocket cost $25. Speeding in a Jeep or truck cost $20. Disorderly conduct was a $25 offense. Training continued. It progressed through squad and platoon to company and then to battalion level. The division was preparing for a daylight airborne mission, Operation Eclipse, a drop on and around Berlin. No one was going to drop on Berlin until the Allied armies had gotten across the Rhine. For months, the men of Easy had been anticipating a jump on the far side of the river. But when it came, Easy did not participate. Eisenhower decided to give the 17th Airborne a chance at a combat jump and assigned it to Operation Varsity, the largest airborne operation of all time. The 17th plus the British 1st and 6th Airborne Divisions, and to save the 82nd and 101st for Berlin. Non-participation in Operation Varsity was a disappointment to many of the replacements, who had gone through the rigors of jump school, joined the most famous airborne division in the world in Belgium or Germany, and never taken part in a combat jump. At Mourmelon, a unit of troop carrier command made it possible for men who wished to do so to make a few jumps to qualify for their paratrooper bonus, or just for the fun of it. Lieutenant Foley made two, but that wasn't like the real thing. So on March 24th, the members of E Company watched with mixed feelings as one C-47 after another roared down the runway at the nearby airfield, circled, formed up into a V of Vs, nine abreast, and headed northeast. It was a beautiful sight, Foley recalled. It made your heart pump faster, and for a guy like me, having been integrated into a company that had been on two combat jumps, I did feel that I had missed the last opportunity. Some of the old soldiers felt the same way. To his amazement, Webster found himself wishing that he was jumping with the 17th.